Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Radio Info Radio Industry Podcast.
Hi, I'm Peter Saxon for radioinfo.com.au. And this week, I'm talking to the founder of Weedle Software, Raoul Weedle, about the company's new AI voice project, the Adthos Creative Studio. I began by asking him to explain the system.
Our system comes with a set of default voices. We are increasing the number of voices for different countries based on, you know, how the interest is and how the availability is. For the really high end of the market, if you're a brand, let's say McDonald's in Australia, and I have 400 locations, and I want to send every local station a different version with the local address of a local McDonald's franchise, then we can take their regular voiceover that does all of their work for their ads on TV and radio and what have you. We can take that voice, we can put that voice into the system, and then we can create 600 versions for those local McDonald's franchises, and they would have the option, potentially the franchisees, to change that. So that's on the highest end of the spectrum of what it is that we're doing.
Have you had any negative feedback, you know, that it sounds a little bit like Big Brother taking over, where you can artificially take a voice and put it into a number of different situations? Has there been any pushback from the voiceover artists union, for example?
There is, and to be honest, that greatly varies by the country and also by voiceover artists, of course, because they're still, you know, human beings who have different opinions and different views. So we have one voiceover that we did was actually a major iHeart talent in the US, and he did morning shows on Kiss of Boston, and he was on Kiss of M Los Angeles, and he thought it was the coolest thing ever. And he said, you know, this is going to happen anyway. There's no way that I'm going to change it. So I might as well just take it and run with it. So on the portal, we have his name on the website, and you can also, call him, book him for a live session. Mm. So that's a kind of a combination. Now,
get paid more.
Yeah, and so when it comes to the different markets, there are great differences. The thing is that the smaller the market is, the more afraid the talent is of, you know, competing with a AI version of their own voice in their own market, because then potentially they're going to hear their own voice on every station, and then nobody's going to book them in real life anymore, because they're going to say, well, you know, I already hear you everywhere, so I'm not going to do this. So especially in where the talent pool is small, we have two models that we do with voices. We have a buyout model, and it is that we give them a one-time fee, and we can use their voice forever. In smaller markets, we are starting on that because we need a back end on that and all kinds of things for that. We have an option where the talent gets paid royalties over the usage of their own voice. So in that case, they don't get any money upfront, or, you know, a little bit of expenses, because we need to make those voices. It's quite, you know, it's not very easy. So it's still quite work and costly to do. But in those cases, we would pay royalties to the voice, and that can be in small markets, but it could be, you know, if we want to do some kind of celebrity having to do your ads, then we can do the celebrity in the system. The celebrity can do the voiceovers for the ads, and they can charge a premium price for that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's very interesting. I mean, I read somewhere, and I think it was a Cardinalist Wall, it was a joke that said, the key to salesmanship is sincerity. Once you learn to fake that, you've got it made. Yeah. Will be there a time? I mean, this thing is improving all the time, this artificial intelligence. And you've taken it to a high point. Inevitably, it's going to go to a point, especially if you're synthesizing actual talent. So the question is, will that sincerity be inserted at some point into an artificial voice manufactured in the studio? And will that eventually make radio announcers redundant?
Yeah, a radio announcer has, you know, does more than just use his voice. You know, they provide content, jokes, other things. They have a personality, and an AI voice for voiceover work is something, you know, it's a different application. There's two things that come into play. You have to compare this when the first synthesizers came along, and actually this is called synthetic voices, so it's kind of the same thing. And when the first synthesizer came along, you know, when you heard a string orchestra, it didn't sound very much like a string orchestra. But these days, most professional musicians wouldn't be able to tell the difference between a synthesizer violin and a real violin, because the quality has improved so fast. And I think that's the same thing that we're in with these AI voices. And there's one thing that's very different than, you know, when the synthesizer got started, because that took 20 years for the quality to improve to the quality that we have now. The thing is that with the AI is there's a technological law that's called Moore's Law. Moore's Law has been in place since the 60s. And Moore's Law says that computing power increases by 2 every 2 years. That law has existed since the 60s and has always been right until AI started. Because when AI started, the speed of increase of technology and performance and learning things is much more currently. So this is going extremely fast. Technology providers that we are working with, there's updates coming all the time on a day-by-day basis. It goes incredibly fast. Also, I emailed this to you before, this is not just about, you know, radio voiceovers. Of course, that's the industry that we're in, and that's how we got started in doing this, and we got started training our voices to do audio ads, because, you know, the regular text-to-speech engines do audio books and things like that, but not broadcast. So we started training our voices for that. Yeah, that technology is going very fast. I personally think that in 5 years, there's not going to be a Starbucks or a McDonald's that has a real person taking an order on the speaker of the McDrive. The technology is there, and it's going to be, you know, very quick.
That was Raoul Wheadle, and this is Peter Saxon for radioinfo.com.au. We'll continue to track the new trends in voiceover and the evolution of Athos as things develop.
The Radio Info Radio Industry Podcast. For breaking news and industry moves, go to radioinfo.com.au.
Podcast edited by Abes Audio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.